love the Lord. I love the Lord. As we was at the beach this week and we was having a good time, I carried little Whitaker with me, the oldest Whitaker boy with me, and I love to have a good time and just pick with him a little bit. And I said, son, if you think we've had a good time this year, you just wait the next year if you hang around that long. And he looked at me and he looked at Kaylee and I just walked off. And I know what he was asking. He said, what does he mean if I hang around? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hey, if you can pick fun, you need to pick it where you can. Amen? But tonight it won't be no fun unless I tell you this. I love the Lord. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight, Psalm 116. And when you leave tonight, I pray that you can pin down in your heart tonight a reason why you love the Lord. The Bible says tonight in Psalm 116, if you found your place, say amen. And the Bible says in verse number 1, I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice and my supplications, because He hath inclined His ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compass me, and the pains of hell. He got to be from Detroit, amen. The pains of hell got a hold of me, got a hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow, then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech Thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, yes. Our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low and He helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Father, I love you tonight, and I thank you so much that you love me first. Lord, tonight, as we just come into your house and we've heard the prayer request tonight of your saints, Lord, I'd pray tonight that you'd reach down from heaven and you would answer every one of them according to your will. Father God, tonight I pray for the ones that are sick and the ones that lost loved ones this week and the ones that are hurting and the ones that's going to have surgery. Lord, I lift them up to you, Father. Lord, I pray for the ones that may be struggling a little bit in school tonight, Father. Lord, I pray that you'd bring the right grade. I pray you'd bring the correct grade, Father. Lord, I ask you to do a work, Father God, in our lives like we've never seen before. Lord, I pray tonight that we'd be loving being saved tonight, loving our life, being washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, tonight I can't think of nothing no better than being a child of yours tonight, Father. And I pray tonight, and I ask you tonight to just reach down. You touch this service. You touch my throat. You touch my thoughts. And let everything I say tonight be about you and nothing about me, Father. Father, I love you because you first loved me. Lead us throughout this night, and we ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. I pray that your will be done and not mine. In Jesus' name I ask, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. I love the Lord. You remember last Wednesday night we talked about praising the Lord. And I said, I want you to drop down one thing, a reason why that you say I can praise the Lord. Well, this week when you leave, I pray that you can jot down why you can say that I love the Lord. And tonight I want you to know this. Here as we look into the text, there are several reasons why I love the Lord. But tonight I want to look at why the psalmist David said, I love the Lord. You know, tonight there's a lot of people in this world. You say, I love this and I love that, or I love this person or I love that person. But tonight, one of the greatest people that has ever loved you, one of the greatest things that's ever happened into your life is that God loved you and God loves me tonight. And tonight as we look at this, I want to look in Psalm 116 in verse number 1, and I want to look at, I love the Lord. Number 1 tonight, if you'll look in verse number 1 and 2, I love the Lord, the psalmist said, because He heard me. I thank God for that tonight, don't you? That He heard me. When I was crying, He heard me. Look what He says. I love the Lord because He heard my voice and my supplications. Because He hath inclined His ear unto me, therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. Tonight as we look at here in Psalm 116, the psalmist is talking about that he said that I love Him because He heard me. And you remember the psalmist here, David, what was going on? Oh, Saul, he was wanting to kill David. He done got angry at David and he wanted to kill him. And you know what he said there? David told, he said, there's only a step between me and death. Hey, the king wanted him dead. The king wanted him slaughtered. But you know what David said? David knew he was a man after God's own heart. Do you know tonight a man or woman in the will of God is invincible until God gets done with them? You know tonight when you're doing God's will and you're living the way that God's called you to do, you can call on him and he'll answer you right where you're at tonight. Sister Hannah, tonight you can call on that God tonight and he'll answer you right where you're at. Tonight I see, he says, he heard my cry. But I see not only did he hear my cry, but he heard my call. Tonight you know he is. He says this, I am the good shepherd. He said, I am the good shepherd tonight, and I know my sheep, and they hear me. Hey, tonight, you know what? When I call out to God, I'm not calling out to some unknown God. I'm calling out to a God that answers my prayers. And there's a lot of times in my life I call out to God, and if I tell you what I call out and ask him to do, you'd think I would be being cocky, or I'd be being smart, or I'd be a smart aleck. Hey, but this week we were sitting on the beach and everybody was running off, leaving, and we were sitting there under our umbrella, and man, we were soaking up the sun, and the storms was coming, and you could see them coming that way. And Brandy asked me, she's going to be listening to this tonight on the recording, but she knows it's true. And I don't mean this in a smart aleck way, but I just, the way I pray. And as we were sitting there, I thought about how God hears me. And that storm, you could see it brewing and you could see it coming. And there's people running everywhere. And she said, you think we should take our tent up and our chairs and move and get out of the way? There's a storm coming. I said, I done talked to the one that rose that storm out there in the sea. Let's just stay right here. She said, well, we're going to see what it's going to do. We're going to sit here. We sat there in that chair and on that beach. And I want you to know that storm, it was coming. You could see the rain coming. It got about right there. And I want you to know, folks, and it got back to where we was at, and that thing, it took an east turn just like you ain't never seen in your life, and it started going around on that east side, and we were sitting out there. He said, preacher, what'd you do? Hey, I pray over everything, amen. Hey, there's not nothing too little for me to pray for, and Sister Hannah, there ain't nothing too big. Hey, that's the God I serve, amen. And as we sat there and that thing started going around, she looked at me and I looked at her, and we just got to laughing, and we started talking about God and how he hears us on the simple things. And friends, tonight, I want you to know, if you ain't heard God's voice in a long time, I want you to know tonight, he is waiting on you to call on him. Amen. He says tonight, he said, I love the Lord because he hears me. Man, he hears me. I don't talk this just to be talking. When I pray, he hears my prayers. Amen. He says tonight, he heard my cry, but he heard my call. But I also see he hears my complaints. You know that tonight God hears your complaints. There's not a word goes out of my mouth that he don't hear. Every idle word, every word that I say, the Bible says that God hears it, and I'm going to give an account for it one day. Look what he says in verse number 1. He said, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. He heard my request. He hears what I want. He hears what I need in my life. He knows that tonight. And you remember this in the model prayer, not being the Lord's prayer. The Lord's prayer is not in Matthew chapter number 6. That is the model prayer. He said, after this, pray ye thee. But you know in John 17, that is the Lord's prayer. The Lord is praying to the Father. But as we look in the model prayer, in Matthew chapter number 6, in verse number 9, he says, pray this, our Father which art in heaven. Friends, you know what? God, he is in heaven. Amen? He's not leaving heaven. He is on his throne. He's not leaving heaven. But he sure can send what we pray up to heaven back to us. Amen? He said, whatever you bind in heaven, we'll be bound on earth. Whatever you loose in heaven, we'll be loosed on earth. Tonight we get to praying and we say, Lord God, I need you to answer these prayers. What if tonight you prayed to God and he never answered? If he never answered, that would be awful, wouldn't it? If he never answered a prayer, if you never had one of them moments in your life where God just showed up. Have you ever had one of them? I told Sister Tracy, she come in and said, how was your trip? I said, it was God's hand all over it. All over that trip, God's hand was all over it. I wouldn't expect nothing different when you go to places like that. For God's hand to be all over it, I love the Lord because he heareth me. Amen. Man, I tell you what, when I go down there, I try not to be a preacher. Amen. I try to take the preacher a lingo off and the preacher talk off. I try to be just a daddy and a husband when I go down there. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And as we get down there to the beach, I'm sitting on that umbrella, and man, I'm looking around. I'm wanting to witness to half the people down there. And I just want to talk to somebody. And as I'm sitting there, I get up, and Brandy said, where are you going? I said, I'm going out there to the ocean, and I'm just going to walk out there, and I'm going to pray. I get out there, and I'm out the deepest as I can get out there without about to drown. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The salt water coming up in your mouth, and I'm out there, and I'm just standing. And I'm talking to God out there, and there's this man, he's making his way across. He's coming across the water, and I see him. And as he comes across, he starts coming my way. And I'm talking to God, and I'm talking to him. And man, sometimes you got to get along with God to hear it. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you just got to get along with God. And as I got out there in that water, I was just standing there, and he come up, and he started floating up, and he said, "Hey, man, how's it going?" I said, "Going great." He said, "Where are you from?" I said, "I'm from Detroit, Alabama." He said, "Where in the world's that?" And I told him, I said, "Where are you from?" He said, "I'm from Jacksonville, Florida." So I know this conversation is of God, so I'm ready, because I said, "Lord God, I want to hear you. I want to hear your voice, and I want to hear what you say." And when he asked me where I was from, I know I got the next question to ask in that conversation. He asked the first one, I get the second one. Amen? If I don't initiate the second one, the conversation's over. And I asked this question. I said, "What do you do for a living?" You see, because I know he's going to ask me, "What do you do for a living?" I said, "What do you do for a living, man?" He said, "Man, I do." And he started telling how he was a fitness trainer. And you could tell he was a fitness trainer. Hey, it matched up with what he did. Amen. Hey, I mean, he was ripped up. I'm talking about, son, he's cut up. Yeah, he's a fitness trainer. He wanted me to be a client. He could tell that I wasn't cut up. Evidently, he knew he had a client if I lived close by. And as he come up through there, but guess what? When he told me what his occupation was, and I tell him what my occupation is, I must line up with my occupation. Amen? So he said, "What do you do for a living?" I said, "Man, I'm a pastor of a church." And I said, "If you got just a moment, I would love to tell you my testimony." He said, "Man, I'd love to hear it." When I got done telling my testimony, he said, "Can I have a hug?" I'm thinking, man, we're so deep out here in this water, they're going to think we're crazy. Man, we hugged up, and he said, "Man, I sure am glad to hear that." He said, "Can I be real with you for a minute?" I said, "Man, I was real with you. You can be real with me." I'm talking about we're hearing from God out there in the middle of that ocean. Man, I don't know, they may be 10,000 people from one end to the other, and maybe more, but they're everywhere. I mean, there's people everywhere, but if you look, we're the only two that is out there in the deep. I remember what he told Peter. He said, "If you want to catch something, launch out into the deep. Get out of the shallow. Get into the deep." Man, when I was out there in that deep, he said, "There's been a calling on my life that I've been running from." And I said, "What's that calling?" He said, "I've been called into the youth ministry. I've been called into the youth, and I don't know what to do. I'm not qualified enough. I don't have everything it takes." I said, "Everything you need, you got it. If you're born again, he's given it to you. All you got to do is use it and listen to God." He said, "Man, I'm telling you, anyway, we switched numbers." And when I walked out of that water, I walked up. Brandy said, "Who in the world was you talking to out there?" And I started telling her the whole story. Friends, tonight, what I'm trying to tell you is when you start talking to God and you get along with God, you'll realize the reason you love the Lord is because he hears you and he answers your prayers. Amen? Hey, I didn't get to witness to a lot of people when I was down there, but there was one encounter that I'm glad I got to make. We switched numbers and we got to talk, but let me give you this tonight. Not only do I see I love the Lord because he heard me, when a child of God calls upon the Lord, we can be sure that he has heard us from heaven. Amen? You can be sure that that comes from heaven when you get a response. But I see in verse number 3 and 4, not only I love the Lord because he heard me, but I love the Lord because he helped me. Amen? Not only because he hears me, because he helps me. Man, if I went around this room tonight, I said, who's the Lord help? There ought to be hands everywhere. God's helped me. Amen? If he's helped you one time, he'll help you again. Amen? He's not the God that helps one time and don't help again. Look in verse number 3 and verse number 4. Here's what the psalmist said. He said, I love the Lord because he heard me, but I love the Lord because he helped me. Man, he is my help tonight. He is my help. And there's no way I'd stand behind this desk if he was not my help. I wouldn't want to do it if he was not my help. Look what he says in verse number 3. And you may be here tonight, I don't know. You may be here and say, "Preacher, man, I feel like I'm wound up. I feel like there's just so much wrapped around me, I need to be loose." Tonight, Jesus will make you loose, amen? You can be saved and be bound up. When a psalmist here, he's talking, he's a saved man. He's not lost, he's saved here. When he's telling you this tonight, that, hey, that God heard me and he helped me. Hey, you can be saved and be bound up and stuff tonight, Brother John. Hey, you can be saved tonight and bound up with nicotine, amen? Hey, a saved man going to heaven bound up in nicotine. Hey, that's where you was at. You just said that a while ago. You can be there. And you say, how do I get off stuff like that? Because the Lord will help you. Look what he says tonight. The sorrows of death in verse number 3, it can pass me in the pains of hell. It got a hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow, then called out upon the name of the Lord. He said, I felt like I was in hell. Man, it was compassed all the way around me. And I love the Lord because he helped me. He helped me in my hurting. He didn't help me when I quit hurting. He helped me in my hurting. He helped me in the hurting place of my life. In the death, in the deep of that part of my life, in the pains of hell, it got upon me. And friends, tonight I thought about that when I read that. Who maybe ever thought about that? When you was at your darkest, deepest place and you needed God to hear you, he didn't just close his ear to you. He heard you and helped you. You know why we stay there? Because we don't cry out to Him. Does that make sense tonight? We get in a pity party and we stay there as a Christian for a long time. Why? Because we don't cry out. We don't realize, I got somebody I can call. I love this man. I love God. I can call on Him, and He helps me. He said He helps me in my hurting. He helps me in hell. Amen? That's what He said. There's nobody ever been as close to hell as the thief on the cross. You listen to me. He done got the nail scars in His hands. He's done got them in His feet. He's hanging there. He's hanging there naked with no clothes on. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He's hanging on the cross ashamed. He ain't got no clothes on. He's naked. All your pictures you see on TV hanging on the wall, they're trying to make it modest. They're trying to cover Him up. But you listen to me tonight. He hung there for my shame. He hung there for my sin. He hung there because He loved me. And man, when He hung on that cross, He hung there to help me. He said, there's going to be a day He's going to call on me, and I'm going to help you. And He wouldn't hang there like He did if He wasn't going to help me. Amen? Look what He said. He said He helped me in my hurting. He helped me when I was in hell, but He helped me from my trouble and my sorrows. He helped me from that. Look what He says tonight. Man, this is just, then called I upon the name of the Lord. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. Brother John, when it gets overbearing, rebuke it in Jesus' name. That's all you got to do. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord, I beseech thee. Now, here's how he knew that God answered. Let me give you what beseech means. Beseech doesn't mean this. Lord, I wish you'd help me. Lord, I wish you'd help me. If I'm in trouble and I'm in distress, listen to me tonight. I'm not going to say, help, help. Are you? Help. I didn't get nobody's attention. That little baby we got at home, when he's hungry, he don't just go, wah. Does he, Shirley Kay? Mama says, somebody get that baby. She's been with us all week. Somebody get that baby. He's hungry. Tonight, a lot of us is going, help. Because we're starving to death spiritually. We're hungry. He said, I beseech the Lord. You know what that means? He said, I begged Him. I begged Him. I got on my hands and knees. I got down. I got tears flowing. And I begged God, God, you got to answer me. If you don't answer me, I'm in trouble. If you don't show up, I'm in trouble. I got to have you right now. Have you ever been there? Lord, I got to have you right now. The things of this world won't do. The things that I got at home, the stuff that I got, it won't help me. Nothing will help me right now. My spouse can't help me. My kids can't help me. The church can't help me. The pastor can't help me. The deacons can't help me. If God don't show up, I'm doomed. Have you ever been there? He said, not only did He hear me, but He helped me. He said, I beseeched the Lord. I begged Him. I begged Him to show up. I don't know about you, but I've begged Him so many times, He keeps showing up every time. Every time. I beg Him, He shows up. I beg Him, He shows up. I beg Him, He shows up. Tonight, I want you to know, if He's not showing up like you think He should, start begging Him. I don't beg nobody, preacher. That's why He ain't showing up. Why? Because you ain't humble. You're not humble. A prideful person won't beg. They won't. I ain't never begged nobody for nothing. I ain't never going to beg nobody for nothing. You ain't going to get nothing. If I can't get it on my own, I won't get it. See, that's the thing with salvation. You can't get it on your own. Can't get it on your own. It comes through the blood of Jesus. And you have to humble down. And you have to beg Him. Lord God, I need you now. That's when you get delivered, Brother John. That's when you get set free. That night I come home, folks, you listen to me. I cried unto the Lord. I said, Lord, I need you to hear me and I need you to help me. And I'll never forget a day in my life when I got home that night. Listen to me. I didn't leave that meth lab in the shed. I didn't leave them drugs laying there. I didn't leave that pornography laying there. You know what I did? I gathered it up and it went up in smoke. It got burnt up. What I had hid from my wife, what I had hid from people, I brought it out and opened and let God have it. So I didn't hang on to that mess. See, if I'd have hung on to that, I'd still be a mess. You listen to me tonight. When you get to that place in your life, you say, Lord God, I need you to hear me. I need you to help me. You start begging Him, He'll show up. I promise you tonight, He'll show up. He will not use a dirty vessel. He won't. He won't. You ever felt like I ain't never being used at the church? I ain't never being used. I ain't never being used. When I felt that way, most of the time I was dirty. But as soon as I cried out to the Lord, man, people started popping here and there that you could witness to. He said, well, I ain't got no opportunities, preacher. I love the Lord because He hears me. But I love the Lord because He helps me. Amen. Let's go to the next point tonight. Boy, I'm glad to be here, ain't y'all? Man, I'm glad to be here. Drove all day to get back tonight. Drove all day to get back tonight. Brandon said, you only missed Sunday morning. Yeah, I can't help it though. Know where my help comes from. Amen? All right, let's keep on going. Psalm 34:15. Let's end up with this right here on this. And I love the Lord because he helped me. Psalm 34:15. Let's turn there tonight. Psalm 34, verse number 15. Do you love the Lord tonight? Ain't a burden to love him, is it? Man, ain't a burden to love him. I love Mama. Mama didn't hear me. She heard me. Picked on her too much this week. She ain't going to come back. Psalm 34:15. Let me give it to you here. I love the Lord because he helped me. Psalm 34:15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. You want God's eyes on you. Make sure that blood's applied to your life. Well, he protects his. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his ears. Here we're talking about he heard me and he helped me. And his ears are open unto their cry. Unto their cry. We were sitting down there and it's coming off the ramps and this little boy hollered, Daddy! When I heard it, I didn't turn around because I knew it wasn't mine. He wasn't mine. There's daddies everywhere down there. But that daddy that knew, he came. It wasn't but a minute he popped up there where that little boy was. That's the same way God is tonight. When you call on him and you say, Daddy, I need you. Father, Abba Father, he answers. Let's go back to the text and we'll get closing up. I love the Lord because he heard me. I love the Lord because he helped me. Man, he helped me. But I love the Lord because he healed me. He healed me. He didn't only hear me, and he didn't only help me. If you hear me and you help me and you lead me where you found me, what good is that? But to be healed, to be set free. Look in verse number 5. Gracious is the Lord. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. He healed me because he is gracious tonight. And I want you to get this tonight. Not only has he healed me because he's gracious. Look what he says here as we read on down into verse number 6. The Lord preserveth the simple. The ones that are simple. The ones that are the simple. He said, preacher, you don't have to be nothing. He ain't looking for you to be nothing. He's looking for you to be his. Love him. To be simple. We try to overdo in the world we live in, and everything we do, we try to overdo, overachieve. You know, you can't overachieve and impress God. Your achievement doesn't impress God. No. You know what impresses God? The blood of Jesus Christ. It impresses God. It satisfied him. He said, the Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low as you could get, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. The psalmist knows that when God hears you and he helps you, he's going to heal your soul and he's going to put your soul back to rest. Have you ever been restless? You just couldn't get no ease on something. You just been just constantly restless. Maybe weeks, months, you're restless. Nothing, man, you go to church and church ain't fun no more. It ain't exciting. You go to church and, man, you can't stand half the people you're around. Can I get a witness? Oh, Lord, I done got too honest. Come on, let's get real. You go to your workplace and everybody there you can't get along with. You go home and everybody at your house you can't get along with. You ever realize everywhere you go you can't get along with somebody? You ever thought it may not be everywhere I go. It may be everywhere that's in me. Because your soul is restless. It's restless. Because most of the time you're trying to fit in somewhere you're not supposed to be. And tonight if you're a child of God and you're trying to fit in with the world. See, when we went down there this week, I can't fit in with them folks. Don't even try it. I could have bought a case of beer and popped the tops and sat on the beach and drunk it up like everybody else. But that's not what's in me. That's not what's living inside of me. Somebody's greater inside of me. Somebody that lives inside of me is greater. His name is Jesus, the Holy Ghost. God Almighty, he lives inside of me. So I don't even try to fit in. Because I know if I try to fit in, my soul is going to be warring on the inside. And I'm not going to have no rest. I'm not going to have no peace. And it's going to be turmoil. But he says this tonight, my help comes because he healed me. He healed me graciously. He heals me simply, and he heals my soul. Let me give you this. Here's how you know that your soul has been healed. He dealt bountifully with me. He didn't halfway heal me. He bountifully healed me. Brother Harold, that heart that they fixed and God used their hands to fix, he bountifully fixed you. You've been doing great. Brother John, you've been doing great with your heart. Listen to this. I love this. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Get this here. My eyes from tears. You remember them nights that your soul is restless and you lay there all night long crying your eyes out? If you've ever been in the county jail, you may know what I'm talking about. You lay there just crying your eyes out. I can't believe I'm here. Can't believe I'm here. If so-and-so wasn't away, it ain't so-and-so, it's me. Even in my Christian life, I can't believe sometimes I get in the places I get and I just lay there and when nobody, don't want nobody to see me crying. That's that pride that's in us, Brother Chris Rawls, amen? It's that pride that rises up in us sometimes as men. But sometimes I just get alone. Look what he says. He says, when he is healed, when you realize that the Lord loves you, he hears you, he helps you, and he heals you. Look what he says. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Why? Because he sets you upon that rock. I don't know about you tonight, but I love the Lord. I love the Lord. He heals my soul. He dries my eyes. He keeps my feet from falling because he gives me orders. Tonight, if you're a child of God tonight, you've been listening to the army. And you've got orders that you've got to go by. If you don't go by orders, you're in trouble. Well, we live under grace, preacher. Yes, we do. Amen. He's gracious. But he also orders us to do things. And when we don't do them, he won't let us slide. We have to go back and get a rego. If you don't do it, you'll keep going back. You just keep going back until you do what he's asked you to do. Turn with me, if you will, to Psalm 37 in verse number 23. I want to show you about the orders that's been given. An order that's given in my life and an order that's given in your life. Psalm 37 in verse number 23. I want to show you this tonight. I love the Lord because he healed me. Psalm 37 in verse 23, the Bible says, the steps of a good man are ordered or established, or you've been given this to do. The orders by the ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. When God gives you an order to do, it's not grievous. We delight in it. Psalm, right where you're at, Psalm 37, 4, he said, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Get happy in Jesus, and he'll give you what you need. Let's go to the last point tonight before the kids come back in. I want to share this with you. I love the Lord because he heard me. I love him because he helped me. I love him because he healed me. And I just love the Lord in verse number 9 because he's my hope. He's my hope. He's my all in all. He is my hope. Look what he says. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. You and I are still living. We're not dead. We're alive. And we must walk in this land that we walk in. And we must walk in an attitude that I love the Lord. That I love the Lord. If you ever get to the place where praying, doing what God's called you to do, reading your Bible, if any of that becomes a boring, and you're bored to death with it, make sure you get back and remember in your mind why I love the Lord. I could have preached this very easy, and we could have went home in three minutes, and here's what it would have been. I love the Lord. You know why? Because he met my greatest need. I was lost, going to hell, and now I'm going to heaven. But tonight, I want you to know it's more than just salvation that I love you. If he saved me and left me and said, I'll come get you again one day, I wouldn't want to be a child of God. A daddy don't do that. A father don't do that. You know what a father does? He doesn't leave. He stays. When everything else is going chaotic around and everybody else has fled and everybody else is gone and everybody else has given up and everybody else has thrown the towel in, a father now never leaves. He stays with his children. He sticks with that child no matter what. He sticks with that child. Everything else has went doom and gloom, and you don't know what's... A father stays, he don't leave. I want to drill that in your mind. A father don't leave, he stays. No matter what that child does, a father stays because he fathers that child. And that's my hope tonight, that he stays by me. Look what he says in verse number 9. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 1. I want to show you this tonight in closing. 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 1. 1 Timothy, I love him because, the Lord, because he is my hope tonight. 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. What is your hope tonight? What are you hoping tonight? My hope is in nothing less than his blood and his righteousness. Tonight, if you're putting your hope in anything else besides his blood and his righteousness, at the end of the day, it will be a failure. It will be a flop, and it will not succeed. You say, well, preacher, I believe that the blood saves, but you still got to do this to get to heaven. You listen to me tonight. Not because it's a Baptist doctrine, not because it's a Bible doctrine tonight. It's Bible, okay? It's Bible, B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. It's Bible doctrine tonight that it's the blood of Jesus Christ that saves people from a devil's hell. It's the blood. And tonight, if you get away from the blood, if you ain't careful, you'll get under that law, you'll get under that legalistic, you'll get under that in your life, and you'll be miserable tonight. But if you'll read that scripture and get right where God says, hey, tonight, I just love the Lord because he heard me. He helped me. He healed me. And he's my hope. Let's turn one last place before we close to Romans, if you will, tonight. Let's turn to Romans, if you will, chapter number 15 and verse number 4. I'm going to show you this, that he is my hope. Now, if he's my hope, how am I going to know more about him? Listen, if you ain't reading your Bible, you ain't going to realize he's your hope, okay? If you ain't reading your Bible, you ain't going to realize it. You're not going to understand this tonight. You're going to understand how much I love the Lord because what the Bible does tonight. Look what he says in Romans 15:4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime, this Bible was written before I was ever born. Right? Okay? It was written aforetime. When they penned this word down, they didn't have to think it up. They didn't have to come up with words to stick in here. The Holy Ghost breathed on them and gave them what to say. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Tonight, if your hope is running dim, I don't know, there's times, man, I'll be honest, there's times in my life, I'm sure y'all get there too, what's it even worth? What's it even worth? What's it even worth, preacher, for doing right? What good is it going to do me to do right? What good is it going to do me to... What good is it? Well, it's worth it all. It's worth it all. When you get that attitude, that ain't of God, that's of Satan. Why do I keep on striving to do what God's called me to do? Because that's of God, and that's why you're supposed to do it. But when you get to that point, well, I might as well give up. Ain't no use in it. Don't do that now. And when we get there, it's because we've laid this B-I-B-L-E to the side and we've quit realizing why we love the Lord. Because we put a price tag on things we love. We do. You get a new car, you love it. Somebody T-bones it and totals it, you don't love that car no more. You've changed your mind. You went somewhere else. Right? God's not that way tonight. And if you're not careful, you'll think that if you sin enough, you do bad enough, you mess up enough, that God don't love you. That's not the God we serve, folks. Listen, that's not the God we serve. Well, I messed up. I might as well not even go back to church. Don't get that attitude. Don't get that mentality. God's not giving up on you. Don't you give up on him. He's going to do a work in your life. And if you don't, I don't want to say you because you probably read it more than I read it. But when I get that attitude, it's because I'm not reading the Bible. I'm not reading his love that he has for me. Look what he says. He says that I've got to learn this kind of love. Because in the world we live in, somebody tell you they love you and hate you tomorrow. go to your workplace, they love you, they give you a raise. Man, I love you, man, you are the best. Next week you're laid off, you're fired, you're dismissed. Because they found somebody else they love a little bit more. Husbands do it all the time, wives do it all the time. They loved you to death, now they don't love you no more. And we think if we're not careful, that's the kind of love God is. God is not that kind of love. Does everybody understand that? God's not that kind. He's not going to walk out on you. He's not going to leave you. Now, when you get a hold of that kind of love, I don't know about you, but that just gets a hold of me. I'll never forget one time. Me and Kaylee, man, I'll tell you what, I love that kid. She's number one, right? Ryder's number two. She'll never be number two, and he'll never be number one. They got their own special place. And I always tell her, no matter what, no matter where she goes, I said, baby, I love you. She said, I love you too, Daddy. Love you. And it becomes repetitious that we say that. But one time I told her, she was probably 10, 11-year-old, and I told her to do something. She didn't like it. And when she went off, she said, I hate you. And when she went to walk off, I went to scold her. Man, I just backed up, and I said, man, that hurt. That hurt. It wasn't but a little bit later, me and her sat down, and we talked. And I told her, I said, baby, that hurt. She said, Daddy, it hurt me to say it. It hurt me just to say it. I said, why didn't we? But I just couldn't turn around. Tonight, I'm going to tell you something. When you learn these scriptures tonight, you'll realize there's nothing you can do to separate God's love from you. There'll not be a person in the devil's hell that didn't climb over the cross of Calvary. That didn't climb over the cross. That didn't reject his love. That's why they're there. The question has never been, does God love you? The question is this, do you love God? Let us pray. Father, I love you and I thank you tonight. I thank you for Calvary. I thank you for the blood. Thank you for these kids tonight that's learning. Thank you for our class we've had tonight. I love the Lord. I love you, Lord, because you first love me. You hear our cry. You helped us. You healed us as a church many a times, church members all over the place. And Father, you're our hope. If we can't put our hope and trust in you, we might as well close the doors. If we're putting our hope and trust in the stock market, if we're putting our hope and trust in what the nation's going to do, the government's going to do, if we're putting our hope, God, if we put it anywhere but inside of you, we're going to fail. It's going to crash one day. But Father, I do know tonight that there's one person I can put my hope and trust in, and that's you. And I thank you for that tonight. And I praise you for that tonight. Have your will and way in this place. And we'll always be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. In Jesus' holy, precious name, all of God's people say, amen. Amen.